Something that'll surprise the audience. Keep their attention.
Are you ready to rock?
Go away.
The bigger they are, the further they fall, and the funnier it gets.
Every time it seems we've gone about as far as we can, it's time for Grandma and Grandpa to take off.
All you need is a stick, a pot or a pan, spoons, a bell, a triangle, cymbal, anything you can get to make some noise with.
Well, folks, there's real progress. You can see why we call it
Exquisite Quirks.
CITR 101.9, Vancouver.
Remain seated, please.
This program tells you what to do in an emergency.
It's controlled by computers.
I'm going to describe some simple techniques that you can use to improve your listening skills.
It's a lot of work. Money.
No records, no record release party. No record release party. No record release party snacks.
They even say that you're going to die.
Thanks for coming to Exquisite Corpse Radio on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. This is DJ Bleak in with you for about an hour and a half of radio madness and things like that. The things we do here at Exquisite Corpse. It is Fun Drive week number two, and we are here to push our wares and try to milk out of you the money. The money. We want money. It's not easy. It's difficult asking for money, especially if you're sort of in this indie field where it's a sensitive topic in the first place. Not a lot of us have a lot of money to give. But true to my word, I'm giving money to this station, the $101.9. So I'm not just I'm good. What's the word I'm looking for? I'm good on my word here. I'm not just telling you to do something that I wouldn't do myself. I will be forking over the money. I fork over a money for a Seattle station as well to keep them operating and upgrading. And it's important to me. So we'll be talking more about that later. I have in front of me, though, the Toy Cult album that is currently in a playlist, but this is my copy. I bought a copy myself because I played some of it a couple weeks ago and found it so enchanting, I guess you could say, that I made sure to get one for my elf. So I'm going to be playing a track called The Greatest Smile from Toy Cult. Then we'll be getting into, well, you'll see.
Thank you.
Toy Cult. Yes. So Loco is the name of the album. It's S-O-W, Loco. And Toy Cult is a Canadian band. And for more information, well, they're Canadian. They're from different places, actually, from mostly Europe, I think. But they live in Canada now. Toycult.com is the place to find out more about Toy Cult, and I definitely recommend this album. And it's, yeah. Well, I like it. What can I say? It's my favorite album of the past few months, next to the Rogue Wave new album is very nice, too. Anyway, this is Exquisite Corpse Radio, CITR. Today's topic... Radio, aspects of radio, what makes good radio, what do we like about independent radio? I've been taken along without giving back. And why you should be giving. Giving to independent radio. You gotta give to get back. You gotta give to get back, you gotta give to get, you gotta give to get back to the Lord. And what's interesting earlier this week, about Tuesday, I think, or Monday, was it Tuesday, I can't remember. Anyway, I was out for Thanksgiving out in Saskatchewan. When I came home, there was a package in the mail that I had been expecting for a while. Somebody had recorded the last few hours of a radio station in Seattle that changed my life back in the early 80s and went on to about 1988 before they went off air. I was introduced to a lot of my favorite bands through that radio station, and treasured that station. Have several recordings of my own still from that station, but this is the first time I'd ever been ever heard. I've only imagined, but this first I've ever heard of the last few hours of KJET in Seattle. And I was struck by the fact that these stations, they come and they go. And you know, up here in Vancouver, if you remember Coast 1040, stations like that, when you try to do something like that commercially, you're having to jump through a few hurdles and, you know, flaming hoops and whatnot to keep the thing up and running and going, and yet these stations always have a handful of really committed listeners. Like, super committed listeners. The people that are really discriminating about what they listen to, and they're not going to listen to anything that is too lame, or you know what I'm saying. It's just too commercial, too polished. They want to listen to something that's groundbreaking, things that they haven't heard over and over and over again. That's what these stations did. KJET, for me, was the first station that ever played this stuff in the new rock or new music category, post-punk, new wave, all of that stuff, the things that I've cherished for years and years. So I got these tapes and I finally heard the last few minutes of KJET, which is poignant for these 2 weeks during this fun drive. So it made me think about why I do this radio thing, and I do it for those very reasons, probably because of KJET. Stations like that, where, you know, I said to myself, I'm gonna be part of keeping this sort of thing alive, and I'm gonna be volunteering my time and my money and whatnot to give back to this sort of thing. So we're on the topic of radio, the aspects of radio, things you hear on the radio, songs about radio, and things related to radio. So, you gotta give to get. You know. So let's play for the first track, we got something by Evolution Control Committee here. And this is kind of what it's all about in the marketing field and the commercial radio, I think.
If you're listening to this at home, forget it. In a moment, you'll hear a warning tone followed by 7 seconds of silence. It could be a sign of trouble. Our test tone is coming up. Get ready to play it by ear.
Yes, sir, music really sells. It's the attention getter. The thing you knock on the door that makes you say, come on in. Yes, sir, music really sells.
That music really sells.
Music for selling. Yes, sir, music really sells. For remember, selling is our business just as music is our business. It's the gentle persuader that goes along to the store and hums in your ear as you look over the shelves. A musical montage, and here it is, the end of our presentation of Music for Selling.
I don't like that.
Well, try just putting on, even if it takes a hair more time, putting a little bit more of a wry thing on correct.
Track 13.
This announcement from the producers of this record contains important information for radio program directors and is not for broadcast. The first cut on this record has been cross-format focused for airplay success. As you well know, a record must break on radio in order to actually provide a living for the artists involved. Up until now, you've had to make these record-breaking decisions on your own, relying only on perplexing intangibilities like taste and intuition. But now, there's a better way. The cut that follows is the product of newly developed compositional techniques based on state-of-the-art marketing analysis technology. This cut has been analytically designed to break on radio, and it will, sooner or later. For the station that breaks it first, the benefits are obvious. You lead the pack. Yes, no matter what share of this crazy market you do business in, no other release is going to satisfy your corporation's current idea of good radio like this one. On this cut, we're working together on the same wavelength in scientific harmony. But remember, this cut is constructed for multi-market breaking now. Don't waste valuable research with needless delay. We've done the hard work of ensuring your success. The final step is up to you. Special designer song follows in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
All radio is dead. All radio is dead.
Hello, Nora.
Hello, Joanne.
Good morning to you.
It's lovely to get on for you. I do phone in a lot, but don't get through.
Now, Nora.
Yes.
I'm Nora. I'm going to annoy you even more because we're just heading into the news. So will you stay there?
Lovely.
Just stay there.
I'm too old.
Pardon?
No, I'm 89 this year, and we always had Sunday pinnies. Oh. Is that of interest?
Oh,
they
you
were
bet.
White with lace embroidery, and you had slots to put ribbon through.
Oh.
And I was a large family, so we had the girls pink and blue. We didn't, not that I can remember. I'm 89 this year.
Mm-hmm.
I remember going to school, but I don't.
Nora, I love your call. Do you wear a penny now when you do?
No, I don't.
You don't?
I'm disabled and in a wheelchair. I don't do anything. What I really wanted to get on about.
And how old are you, Nora?
I'm 89 this year.
Oh, good Lord. Oh.
And that ribbon had to be pulled out and ironed and put back every week.
What happened to the penny? What you're talking about is a pinafore. And I love the thought of that. Nora, did you wear it to protect your underclothes?
Yes. No.
Hang on, Fanny said she's got one. Fanny's farm shop has got the most amazing collection of things in. Have you got it on display, Fanny? What's a washing dolly?
It's a stick with 5 prongs on the end, and you'd jam it into your and swirl it.
Oh, I'm sorry, my producer's fallen
you
off his chair.
Disappear into the loo and whip it off quickly.
We're very, very sad people.
You are. You're making us laugh. But I love the thought of you running into the lavatory. And brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
In my morning.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, here we go.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Yes, people like us. And I'm 89 from Thermos Explorer. And we heard Spoitz with Radio's Dead from The Act of Snuggles. Negative Land from Escape from Noise, Introduction.
God knows.
And Evolution Control Committee in there, Music for Selling.
God knows.
And that is our some of our feature on radio. Things you hear on radio. Radio listening. Why listen to radio? Why give to radio? And listen to what you can hear on other radio stations. My God. So why do you listen to CITR? Is it important enough to keep something like this alive? We're not in dire straits by any means. I'm not trying to paint the picture that we're going down anytime soon. But technology races on by, and CITR is doing our best to keep up with that. And it helps to have a little bit of extra in the bank to keep up with all that. I'm going to offer you some of the same things as telling you about last week. If I can find the thing I was looking for. And, okay, here we go. So at your $25 level, $25 you get the CITR Friends card, but you'll also get an Exquisite Corpse t-shirt. Thanks. You also can pledge $50, and with $50, or, well, actually, it's $45, I guess. $45 will get you the Friends card and one CD. And if you pledge that, you can get that. You can get those two CDs and one, two cards and one CD. Plus, I will give you the Exquisite Corpse t-shirt and Extreme Makeover CD. Now, I know this is the time when a lot of people are eating dinner and or, you know, by now they're watching television and all that. But there are people, evidently, that listen to the podcasts. So the broadcast is not... our pleas for your attention and financial gifts are not just... not limited to the broadcast, the transmitter. If you're listening to a podcast, then you know the advantages of technology and having the advantages of you know, web space and server space and all that stuff. CITR, well, we need a few things. The chairs in here are often abysmal. There's usually broken mics and headphones, and the board needs some work. I tell you, I just, yeah, well, there's a lot of upgrading that needs to be done, whether it be computer screens or this and that, you know. But there you go, kids. That's some of what I got for you. The $101.9, let's say if you wanted to give that, which I did, by the way. We'll get you the Value Village People's Halloween and Christmas specials, plus the Exquisite Corpse CITR t-shirt, and that also gets you the two Friends cards, one CD, two CITR t-shirts. You get it? So if you have any questions or if you want to do something about this right now, the numbers are 822-8648. Once again, 822-8648 or 822-1242. 822-1242. Yes, you're listening to Exquisite Corpse Radio and the Funding Drive, week number two on CITR. Let's hear some more tracks related to goofy radio stuff now, I think. Some of the weird things you can hear on the radio if you listen in a very strange way. Yeah, I guess so. So, DJ, what you got for me? DJ? The DJs on the radio, what do they know, huh? You ever try and listen to these people? I don't know. I mean, I know we're not polished here, but you know why? We come in, we work all day. We go to shows, we review them. We're busy people. Now, people in professional radio, commercial radio, They are not there just for their show. They're there hours beforehand, doing all the timing. They're proofreading things. They got time to do this stuff because they're being paid to do it. Okay? So people say, oh, CITR is not real radio, or college radio is not real radio. We got stuff going on during the day. It may not be polished, but we got passion here, and we got the music, and we got the topics. You understand what I'm saying? Is it worth it to you? I think so. It's worth it to me. So, DJ, what do you know? Have you got it all wrong? Let's hear about it. Call us at 822-8648 or 822-1242, DJs. You got it all wrong?
One life's not enough, all we can take. We've got to
boy, there's one that hasn't been played on this station for, 25 years or something. Nina Lovitch there, and New Toy. And why did I play that? Well, it's got that line in it. I'm sick of the radio, but what can you do? Well, you know what you can do? You can give to a radio that gives you some alternatives. You know what I'm saying? Give to the radio. Like CITR radio, and it would help out a lot. If you love CITR like I do and love community radio like I do, and you don't have any time to get involved like I do, call the numbers 822-8648 or 822-1242, 822-8648 or 822-1242. Now remember, at your $25 level, you get the one friend's card, $45, two friend's card, and one CD. You got a $60 level, which is two friend's card, one CD, one CITR t-shirt. At $101.90, two friend's cards, one CD, and two CITR shirts. You people are listening to podcasts, you can pledge too. You don't have to do it live right now. There are places you can go do this online at citr.ca/donate.php. Okay? citr.ca/donate.php. This is Exquisite Corpse Radio on CITR, on top of the things that we are giving away for your pledges. We have some special things from this program in particular. At the $25 level, on top of the things you'll be getting from CITR, you can get an Exquisite Corpse t-shirt from myself. You can also get the, let's go with the $45. I will throw in a Extreme Makeover CD, which is the Valley Village People's Extreme Makeover CD. Valley Village People is basically me. And my partner who does things live, mostly Luke Meat. Very fun stuff. And also the Exquisite Corpse t-shirt, the $45 level, Extreme Makeover CD, Value Village People, and Exquisite Corpse t-shirts. Now, $101.90 will get you the Value Village People's Halloween and Christmas specials, plus the Exquisite Corpse CITR t-shirt, as well as the two friends cards, one CD, two CITR t-shirts. Call now. Good God, what are you waiting for? It's 822-8648 or 822-1242. And for podcasters, did you get your pencil and it was too late, perhaps? CITR.ca/donate.php. This is Exquisite Corpse Radio. Wow, I guess we should get to some business type things. All right, so if in case you haven't heard enough of us pushing this on you, let's hear some more.
The last thing I want to do is miss my favorite CITR show. Oh, man.
Dude, didn't you know you can now download all your favorite CITR shows off their website and onto your iPod? Go to www.citr.ca/podcast and you'll be able to check out and download all your favorite shows and any new sweet stuff you want to hear.
I cannot take the awesomeness of this information.
That was abrupt. Yes, it was. Yes, this is CITR and our fun drive is going on even as we speak. So I'm off. What I'm playing for you today is a special sort of treatment of lots of weird songs that I could come up with that had to deal with radio and aspects of radio. So we could talk about radio and what it means and why perhaps you would want to give to a radio station which gives you some alternatives to the regular PAP that happens out there. And I was thinking about coming in and just playing the, this is hard for me to even say. I was thinking about coming in and just bringing in some Elton John. Well, I don't have any, but, you know, getting some Elton John, some Rod Stewart, some, what's some of the other, schlock that's out there? You know, all the stuff you hear at, on Vancouver radio, and oddly enough, a lot of businesses and clubs around this town are just playing this, I don't know what's going, what is it about Vancouver? But you know what I'm saying. It seemed like coming in here and playing that, so you get a feel of what radio would be like without stations like CITR on the air. So, there you go.
Thunderstorms, see the lightning flashing. Thunderstorms.
Thank you for stopping that. If you actually want to learn more about weather, join the UBC Storm Club. For more information, email us at stormubc@gmail.com. Stop playing those cheesy songs and tune into News 101 Mondays and Fridays for your CITR weather forecast.
So, yeah, a lot of things in front of me, and I've got a huge mess here. Is there something you'd like to tell me? Okay. Ben's outside, and I just want to yell at him because he's so lovable. You know. What did I play there? Did I tell you about that already? Lena Lovitch we played? I've got a lot of other things coming up. Really bizarre things. When I was thinking about topics of radio, I just came out with a lot of new wave sort of things in there. I don't know. So I guess we'll be throwing some of those in there. But when I was talking about the early radio stations that I used to listen to, the ones that tried to do it commercially and ended up just getting killed. Because, you know, radio's being controlled by baby boomers. And they've never liked what we do here at the indie side, the alternative, the modern rock, the new wave, post-punk, punk rock, noise, all the things that we do at people like us that like that sort of thing, more experimental things, groundbreaking things. And what's the deal? And we can't find it. You start a commercial station, it goes down. The one in Seattle that changed my life, KJET. Here, let me show you something. Let me see if I can find this. Here, this is an old KJET station ID I thought I'd bring in for you.
Why do certain records become hits? In every case, the answer is the same. People heard it on the radio. People liked what they heard. People bought what they liked. And so on. 16 KJET.
One of the famous KJET station IDs. I run a KJET radio station online. It's a tribute station. It's always on Live 365. If you could just do a search if you want to. There's no money for me involved. It's all free. I find everything they played on that playlist. And I'm tracking it all down, Buster. And so you can find it. Just do a Google on Live 365 KJET and you'll come up with it. But that's aside. What was I saying? Oh, yeah. But then remember, now 10 years later, around, you guys had something up here called Coast 1040. And people loved it. And it had lots of followers. It had people that are really intense listeners. And yet what happened? I mean, somebody blew a hole in the bottom of that boat too, didn't they? And why? It was business. People don't know what they're hearing. It's not hits. They're not used to hearing that. They don't know what to do with it. Businesses don't know what to do with it. They don't know the art. They don't know the artist you're playing. And so eventually, I don't know, eventually the baby boomers say, hey, this isn't marketable, let's kill it. Not let's nurture it. And then there was a station in Calgary that I used to get at night on a bounce, and it was Mix 1060. Kind of the same thing as Coast 1040. And what happened to that? The exact same thing as Coast 1040. Now what's left to us, people? Seriously, what's left? College community radio stations is what's left to us. We can still do it here. You know what I'm saying? that's why I'm so passionate about that. I've been doing radio here. I did radio in Tacoma in the 80s. I've done other radio, pirate radio, other places. I've done radio here for now going on 7.5 years or so at CITR. It's something that I just keep feeling the need to do. It's important. It's important, and I give money to this as well. To me, I think you know what I'm saying. So let's move on. Speaking of commercial radio and all the sort of commercial hurdles and things that eventually bring good radio stations down, those things really suck. And a lot of times it is the marketplace, isn't it?
You're listening to CITR 101.9. It's Liam from the Cancer Bats. Fuck yeah, Metallica!
So you run down to the safety of the town. Support comes from
United Airlines. United provides
support for NPR
in cities like Boston, New York, and Washington, D.C.
Underwriting today is provided
United Airlines,
by
Orders, Books, and Music,
Jutus, Juice Bar Blend, and by Whitney Farms, producers of a complete line of
public radio.
.com.
United provides just another way. National Business Radio is rising.
National Public Radio.
National Business Radio.
Comes from
United Airlines.
Borders, Books, and Music.
Jutus, Juice Bar Blend.
United provides just another way.
National Business Radio is rising.
Public Radio.
National Public Radio. Nonstop Business
Radio.
.com.
Public Radio.
Nonstop Business.
Underwriting today is provided by Inktomi. That's Inktomi. Scaling.
National Public Radio.
And INKTOMI.com.
National Public Radio.
National Public Radio.
Nonstop Business
Radio.
Public. National Public Radio. Nonstop Business
Radio. Should be tips, techniques, and answers. .com. Soil amendments and mulches. .com.
National Public Radio. Public. National Public Radio. Nonstop Business
Radio.
Public radio.
Well, lots of pretty good news there. Thanks, Joe. That report brought to you by
National Business Radio.
.com.
You got a gift to give back. You got a gift to get. You got a gift to give back. You got a gift to get. You got a gift to give back to the Lord.
Call 822-8648 or 822-1242. People online right now or listening to a podcast, go to citr.ca-donate.php. You can go from links just from citr.ca, and you'll find where to go. It's kind of spelled out very nicely for you at this date in time, let's say. This is Exquisite Corpse Radio on CITR, 101.9 FM in Vancouver. The second week of the Pledge Drive is going on right now. We just heard Brain Science there, Public Radio, from the Free Speech for Sale compilation. The Smiths, of course, and Panic, Hang the DJ. Don't you feel it sometimes? Don't you feel that? And, okay, Screaming Blue Messiah smashed the marketplace, which was, don't you feel that? I feel that. Sometimes. But without the marketplace, we wouldn't get paid and we couldn't give money to radio stations. So, it's a give and take sort of thing. Give and take. I prefer to take and give. You know, I don't know. So, yeah, I put my money where my mouth is. My money's going to public radio, community radio, as it were, in our fair city, and other ones, actually. and my time also goes to it. It's important to me after watching radio station after radio station go down for trying to do this thing in a commercial venture and watching it sort of go down, down, down. What's that about? What the hell, huh? Now, you know, I'm saving one of the most potent songs about the radio station experience and what it is and what it means and what it's telling us and what it's really about. And I'm saving that for a little bit later. It's, let me just tell you what it is. Benjamin Zephaniah, Wrong Radio Station. Listen closely to it when it comes. I'm not going to be doing that yet. I'm not going to be doing it quite yet. Let's listen to... let's listen to something from one of the artists telling us what it's like sometimes to listen to talk radio. You know, it can be a test. It can be a trial, a tribulation. It can be a blessing at times, but sometimes it can be kind of like this.
The autonomous Komi Republic, which is part of the Russian Federation, is situated in the far northwest of Europe and spreads up to the Arctic part of the Ural Mountains. It's crossed by 9 northern parallels. 10 fair-sized European states could be placed on its territory. Besides indigenous residents, that is, the Komi people, there are also Russians, Ukrainians, Nenets, Chuvashis, and Tartars. And now, let's go back into history a little bit. A boy lying on skins behind our backs was turning the knobs of a small transistor radio. And the tent was suddenly filled with an announcer's voice speaking Komi. Then with music from Moscow, followed by English and French speech.
The recording was made at the Moscow Theater of Musical Miniatures.
Now, back to modern times.
Your attention, please. At the recommendation of the International Time Bureau, commencing at 23 hours, 59 minutes, 60 seconds UTC, an extra second will be inserted into the NBS time scale. This adjustment is required to maintain internationally coordinated universal time as broadcast from these stations in close agreement with UT1 or astronomical time.
WA6ODB with a question.
And,
Do you know how many time zones there are in the Soviet Union?
And about power. We got so much power now.
Do you know how many time zones there are in the Soviet Union?
We got so much power now. That's ridiculous.
Do you know how many time zones there are in the Soviet Union?
Power and all that. That's power. We got so much power. That's ridiculous.
We have
power, 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 power now. Ridiculous. We got so much power now.
Do you know how many time zones there are in the Soviet Union?
It's not even funny. That's ridiculous.
Do you know how many?
It's not even funny. That's ridiculous.
Do you know how many?
That's ridiculous.
Do you know how many times?
That's ridiculous. It's not even funny. It's not even funny. It's not even funny.
Do you know how many time zones there are in the Soviet Union?
It's not even funny. How many time zones?
Yeah. We have 4 in this country, right?
How many time zones?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3.
4 in this country, right?
Yes, sir. Uh-huh. 4. 1, 2, 3. Yes, sir.
Right?
1, 2, 3. Yes, sir. Uh-huh. 4 time zones?
Yeah. We have 4 in this country, right?
No, sir.
We have.
Yes, sir. Uh-huh. And,
Do you know how many time zones they have?
Yes, sir. 4. No, sir. I never really studied that up.
11.
11. It's not even funny.
That's 11.
11. That's ridiculous. That's
11.
11. Well, that's what we can do. We can go anywhere because we live here. We can go anywhere else.
But not only the right of free travel, I'm saying that's 11.
11. 1, 2, 3. Yes, sir.
No? 11.
11.
That's how big they are.
Yeah. 11.
That's how big they are.
Yeah. I can believe that. I'm a firm believer in that.
Right?
1, 2, 3, 4, yes, sir. 1, 2, yes, sir. Yes, sir. The
Soviet Union's the whole half side of the world.
Yeah.
And we're just a little, one little tenth of the globe.
Yeah.
They, when you talk about fighting, we're a country that we're a firm believer on Christ, and it's called help thy neighbor. Do not kill, do not, you know, steal, cheat, lie from everybody. That's why we have to have computers, because man, nobody is perfect, you know? Huh? It's not even funny.
You mean?
And about power, man, nobody is perfect, you know?
So what is your point?
Nobody is perfect, you know?
So what is your point, Glenn?
There's two things you don't talk about. One's politics, and the other one's religion.
You meant?
The reason you don't talk about them is because they combine in each other. You know what I'm saying?
Do you know how many time zones there are in the Soviet Union?
You know what I'm saying?
Don't you kid yourself. Thanks, Glenn, for the, just thanks for the good thoughts.
This concludes our transmission to Oceania. However, listeners in East Asia may continue listening on the following shortwave frequencies. 6110, 7230, 9565, 9760, 15160, and 15425 kilohertz.
Separate them.
Damn,
here it comes.
Transmission, Third World War, third round. A decade of the weapon of sound above ground. Ain't no shelter if you're looking for shade. I lick shots at the brutal charade. As the polls close like a casket on truth devoured. A silent play on the shadow of power. A spectacle monopolized. The camera's eye on choice disguised. Lights out, guerrilla radio. Turn that sh- up. Lights out, guerrilla radio. Turn that sh- up. Was it cast for the mass who burn and toil? For the vultures who thirst for blood and oil. A spectacle monopolized. They hold the reins and stole your eyes. The fist of guns, bullets and bombs. Who stuff the banks, who staff the party ranks. More for gore or the son of a drug lord. None of the above. Cut the cord, lights out, guerrilla rage. Turn that up. Lights out, guerrilla radio. Turn that sh- up. Lights out, guerrilla radio. Turn that up.
In the dark behind other people's eyes, and then they disappear. Words get lost in the atmosphere. The truth I'll tell the truth. 16 on a summer roof. You ask for the facts, well, I'll give you proof. Hot sun on skin, that crimson dress too thin. For winter of the woods, I touched it, it felt good.
All I want.
each night, bathed in pale reactor light. I cry when the morning comes, count my blessings and my thumbs, say thanks God for whatever comes, and quickly cross my fingers. All I want is a room somewhere, far away from the chemo air. When I call my radio, will I own my long teardrop ling?
Cinco, cinco, seis.
Roman Catholic Church and their involvement with the New Age movement.
Want to know what's going on around town? LiveMusicVancouver.com is the Lower Mainland's comprehensive source for live music listings. We've got more than 350 shows listed at any time, and our listings are updated continuously by hundreds of the very people who put on the shows you love. Artist information and MP3s are accessible right from the listings, as are maps and calendars for virtually every venue in the city. All this and tons more totally free at LiveMusicVancouver.com.
CITR podcast update number 1.
Work has begun on Canada's information highway. That's the state-of-the-art network that we're told will change everything from the way we do business to the way we learn. Without getting too technical, tell me how what you're working on is different from what's available to me right now.
So right now, if you want to listen to your favorite CITR program, you need to be listening to it on your radio live or streaming over the internet live. But with CITR podcasts, you'll be able to download your favorite show and listen to it whenever you want on your computer or on your MP3 player.
I'm just thinking about that.
I know, it's pretty rad.
For more information, visit CITR.ca/podcast. Thank you for listening, and please be kind to robots.
This is CITR Radio Exquisite Corpse, Canada's favorite radio show with DJ Bleak. And, I don't know, a bit of a haphazard show, shuffling a lot of things around, telling you about why it's important to give to community radio and stuff. Now, let's go over this again. The reasons. CITR, every once in a while, needs new turntables, headphones, and consoles, etc. Not to mention just chairs and microphones and needles and for the record players. And we could use a new production studio, that's true. It'd be a good thing, believe me. We need field equipment for remote news and sports broadcasts to improve that element of what we do. Wouldn't that be nice? We could use a good server that could handle increased internet traffic. And what I think that means is that right now when you hear our podcast, you're getting four. Usually they're held for about a month, so you're getting maybe four shows. I think I have two up there at the moment, but there's usually three or four shows up there for you to download from our past shows. For each different show, they have like four shows you can get. Well, we could probably give you a longer list of shows, perhaps, if we had more space. And, increased traffic would also mean, I guess, more people could be listening to streams at the same time, making us more international, I suppose. And that would be a nice thing. Other stations are doing it. Why can't we? Huh? And general refurbishing of the equipment, don't you know? Please give. And when you give, please try to mention this show, Exquisite Corpse Radio. All right? So now's your chance to give to this show. I got lots of prizes for you. And we've gone over these. On top of the friends cards and all that, I got things that I'm giving away as well if you're just tuning in. Well, let's start at the top here. 101.9, $101.90. We'll get you the Value Village People's Halloween and Christmas specials. That is a hell of a lot of material, I'm telling you right now. It's more than one, more than two, more than three discs. Plus a Exquisite Corpse t-shirt. Made by myself, actually. And it's a good job. You should see mine. It's very nice. And at $50, you'll get the Value Village People's Extreme Makeover CD and Exquisite Corpse t-shirt. And you got at the $25 level, the Exquisite Corpse t-shirt. Now, I've written down $50 for that mid-range thing, but I think we can go to $45 will get you that too. It'll also get, all those will also get you the Friends card, $45. $25 will get you the Friends card plus the Exquisite Corpse T-shirt. $45, two Friends cards, one CD from our bins here. If you come, pick up one of our CDs, we got a bunch of CDs waiting to get rifled through. And we can you can get a hi. What? How you doing? You can get the $45, two friends and one CD. Why Ben comes in to throw me off. That's his plan. Yeah. Where was I? Yeah, $45. One, two friends cards, one CD, Extreme Makeover CD from Value Village People, and Exquisite Corpse T-shirt. Are you confused? I am. No, I know how it works, but it sounds confusing. $101.9 will get you this, once again. Two Friends cards. One CD. Two CITR shirts. And the Value Village People Halloween and Christmas specials, plus the Exquisite Corpse T-shirt. Now that's if you mention this show in particular that you're donating to this station, but for this show in particular, if you like sort of what you're hearing on other days. Now today, maybe not so much, but in general, if you like sort of what you're hearing on other days, we'll get back to normal broadcasting and all the fun stuff that we do with the avant-garde experimental, Plunderphonics. Today's a little bit different, and we're trying to get a message across. Theme today, radio and radio topics. So we've had a lot of different things. We've had radio in sound collage, radio topics in music form, radio topics in Plunderphonics, and the rest. Here is a Plunderphonic example of another topic, which is in the radio field, the DJ thing. People like us here from... That's the name of the group here. It's People Like Us. You got it? And the album is called What's the Use? It's with People Like Us, Wobbly, and Jet Black Hair People all together. And evidently a live show they did, but this is the track from that called Favorite DJ. Yeah, that's Favorite DJ. That's it.
Pleased to report that everything is going well. Many people are buying bubble skin clothes.
Good. You have done well. More of us are coming.
Get out of here!
Oh,
Masters, many people are buying bubble skin clothes.
Sing with your favorite DJ.
Masters, I'm pleased to report that everything is going well.
This is it, guys. I need you now to see it in yourself, to call now at 822-8648 or 822-1242, 822-8648 or 822-1242. Those of you listening and on a podcast, which few of you evidently do, CITR.ca/donate.php. You dig? CITR.ca. You can just go to CITR.ca and find your way through some links and all. Find your way to the pledge thing. Remember this show, Exquisite Corpse, please, when you give... It's a bit of a drag, you know, being an evening show and all the morning shows that people can listen to at work and whatnot, and they're listening and they're like, oh, I'm going to call now to this show. And us evening shows like this one, I put a lot of work into this pledge drive thing this week and last week. And I don't get any calls because people are busy watching the goddamn TV, which I might be too if I wasn't here. But that's beside the point. I gave. So, you know, there's a lot of good things. If you remember what I told you, I got shirts and this and that. So please think about giving to Exquisite Corpse Radio. Don't forget, write it down. $101.9. Wouldn't that be cool? Couldn't you do that for me? Please? Please, because I love you so much. And I love doing this, and I love community radio. And that's why you should do it. And hopefully you feel the same about this. I'm going to leave you with the track that means so much about this topic and why you should give and what it all means and what community radio does for you that other radio does not do. Thunderbird Radio Hell is next. This is Benjamin Zephaniah.
Yep.
Nothing
but AC/DC.
With nothing but AC/DC. Holy... Ben goes that way. No, this is Benjamin Zephaniah and Wrong Radio Station.
My ears are battered and burnt, and I have just learned I have been listening to the wrong radio station. My mind has been brutalized. No, the pain can't be disguised. I've been listening to the wrong radio station. I was beginning to believe that all black men were bad men and white men would reign again. I was beginning to believe that I was a mindless drugs freak that couldn't control my sanity or my sexuality. I was beginning to believe that I couldn't believe in nothing except nothing, and all I ever wanted to do was get you and do you. I've been listening to the wrong radio station. My future has been blighted. I am so short-sighted. I've been listening to the wrong radio station. I was beginning to not trust me. In fact, I wanted to arrest me. I've been listening to the wrong radio station. I've been dancing to music that I can't stand. I've been reciting commercials to my girlfriends. I've been trying to convince myself that what I really need is a sunbed and a mortgage and some hairspray, the kind of hairspray that will wash my grey blues away. I've been trying to convince myself that I shouldn't care about anyone else but myself. I've been trying to convince myself that I could ease my conscience if I gave a few pence or a few cents to a starving baby in Africa. Because African babies need me so. Because African babies need my favors. Because Africa is full of dictators and oh yeah, globalization will bring salvation. I've been listening to the wrong radio station. Yeah. My neighbors form the axis of evil. I wanna go kill people. I've been listening to the wrong radio station. Hey, I was sure I didn't inhale, so why is my mind going stale? I've been listening to the wrong radio station. I was beginning to believe that all Muslims are terrorists and Christian terrorists didn't exist. I really did believe that terrorism couldn't be done by governments, not our governments, not white governments. I just could not see what was wrong with me. I gave hungry people hamburgers, you see. I was beginning to believe that our children were better than their children. Their children were dying from terrorism, but I couldn't hear their children call. And a child from Palestine simply didn't count at all. What despair! No children, I was not aware. I have been listening to the wrong radio station. For years I've been sedated. Now I think I'm educated. I've been listening to the wrong radio station. And every time I got ill, I took the same little white pill. I've been listening to the wrong radio station. When it started, I was curious, but then it got so serious. It was cool when it began, but now I really hate Iran. Look at me now, I wanna make friends with Pakistan. I wanna bomb Afghanistan, and I need someone to tell me, where the hell is Kurdistan? Yeah, you can be my ally for a while, until I come to bomb your child. And I'm sure there's a continent called the Middle East, and I think I can bomb my way to peace. I've been listening to the wrong radio station. I've been listening to the wrong jams. I've been listening to the wrong beats. I've been listening to the wrong radio station. I've been listening to the wrong tones from the wrong zones. I've been listening to the wrong radio station. I've been listening to the wrong voices. I've made the mad choices. I've been listening to the wrong radio station. I've been listening to lies. I've been listening to spies. I've been listening to the wrong radio station. I needed to know what some pop star somewhere was having for breakfast. I needed to know that I was no longer working class. I needed to know if the stock market rose 1%. I needed to know that I had a ruler to give me confidence. I needed to know that my life would improve loads if I had an operation on my nose. I needed to hear that DJ say,
good morning.
I felt that he was there just for me. I loved the way that he would say,
this show was sponsored by,
oh my, oh my, he made me cry. I've been listening to the wrong radio station. Can you dig this? I put myself on a hit list. I I've been listening to the wrong radio station. I used to take myself for granted. Now I believe I'm wanted. I'm laughing and I'm crying and I'm watching myself die.
I've been listening to the wrong radio station. Listen to it.
Can you hear?
Listen to me.
Keep this frequency clear!
Are you tired of not hearing live music bands or hearing really bad ones playing at local hotspots?
Head out to Shindig, a music pleasure event presented by CITR 101.9 Vancouver Radio.
It's the hottest band event of the year, with a hand-picked fresh variety of music for your tired little ears.